Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where today we're going to debunk one of the oldest tales. Did Jason have sex with somebody, specifically a male, in this New York hotel room?
What?
It's a long story and I'll explain. Let's roll the intro music. So, Natalie and Ella.
But I love this. You're doing like hard-hitting news right now.
I don't give a fuck about anything anymore.
Okay.
I'm ready to report on anything, and this is what's, this is what the people want to know currently.
Has this been in your mind for many years?
6 years.
Really?
Well, this is what happened about, what was it? When did this story first come up?
The story came up from like, it's probably 8 years old when it happened, and then...
So you admit it. It happened.
Wait, so it's real? What's happening?
So here's what happened. I don't know how it came up or how it like came on my radar, but someone once came up to me, and I don't know why they like made this a big deal, but they were like, you know Jason's gay, right? And I was like...
No. No, they did not.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I could see that. And they were like, no, totally. Like, I had a friend. They were all hanging out in New York, and at about 2 a.m., they went into their own hotel rooms, except Jason entered a hotel room with another man, and he spent the entire night there. And what's interesting about this story, normally I wouldn't report on this. There's other things to be reporting on. But why I am reporting on it is because every time this story is brought up, no matter where we're at, like even if it's just friends hanging out, Jason gets so extremely weirdly like...
I don't get defensive.
Really weirdly defensive. Like you could make jokes about Wyatt like being sold to...
We get the point.
Yeah, the point is you can make jokes about anything with Jason, and yeah, he's so game for it. But when you talk about this New York night he had with this man, he gets like fucking fired up, and he goes, I didn't fucking do that. I don't know why someone would make that up about me, and I don't know if someone did make it up.
Here's why it's fucked up.
Okay.
Here's why it's fucked up. Because, number one, it is my best friend from college.
And that's who it would be that you would fuck for the first time.
Yes, it is my best friend from college. And the fact that somebody who will go nameless, I know who this person is.
So the person you went into the hotel room, it is confirmed. That part of the story is true. You went with another
100%
guy.
100%. I went with my buddy, stayed in my hotel room.
Okay.
Because he was too lazy to take the train back to New Jersey.
So why did someone think that you guys had sex?
Because this person is a horrible person to go around saying, Jason's gay, because I saw, or nothing it matters if I'm gay, like 100%, like I love
backpedaling.
It. No, I would love it if I was gay, and if I was gay, I would say it.
Okay, chill.
But I think it's really fucked, isn't that fucked up for someone to be like, yeah, I saw Jason with another dude, he's gay, and to tell David that.
Well, what if you were gay and he outed you? That's even more fucked up.
Oh, is that what it is? Like, you want to come out at your own speed? Because I'm being...
Oh, my God.
I wasn't even trying to make a joke. I'm being serious. Like,
maybe I need some time.
Because why on earth are you, like, so defensive about it? Like, even if it didn't happen, like, the way you react, it's like, you're fucking, like, really offended. And I'm just like, dude, chill. Like, it's not a big deal.
Okay, well, I'm ready to call the friend right now.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that because we have him on the phone.
Oh, you do?
Well, because you handed me your phone right before this. So there is some bias. I'm going to call his friend now to get the details of the story if they had sex that night. What year was it, just so I know?
It was probably like 20... It was before I met you.
That was
2015?
2015, you had sex with this guy.
It was literally like Vine days.
Yeah. So 2015, you fucked him.
Yeah.
You blew his back out.
Oh my God.
Right. No, we literally ate chocolates and like got high.
Fuck it. That's disgusting. I don't want to know the details, Jay.
I think maybe because this person was like younger and I was like.
So it was a girl that made it up about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and maybe she was into you.
No, she wasn't into me at all.
Oh, interesting.
No, she was just
the story is so beyond confusing. I'm still like stuck on, is it a gag or is it not?
No, it's not a gag.
Not a gag at all.
This is real. Like, this is like, we're talking about it now because someone brought it up in the hot tub the other day and he got so offended. And then I like kind of snapped at him. I was like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, why are you getting offended or like weirded out by the story? Like, who cares if you slept with a guy in a hotel room? Like,
right. And like, who cares if someone's saying that you did? Like,
right. Exactly. Yeah.
Here's the problem. I work with you, right? So if I wasn't open to you about like who I was up to that point, so it made me kind of like, well, that's fucked up. Like now David probably thinks I'm like lying about something or some part of myself, which I wasn't.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Well, how about we let him do the talking?
Yeah, listen, and I want your 100% opinion at the end of this if you think I'm lying and you think he's lying.
Okay, here we go. I need complete silence for this. I don't want him to know that you're in the room, even though I'm calling off your phone.
Okay.
With a microphone in your hand.
Here we go. It's David.
Hey, how are you, David?
Good, good. We're here with Jason, who you may know very well because we've heard this story about you two, and it's been kind of circulating in our friend group for the last 4 or 5 years, and we need to confirm whether or not it's true or not.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea of what I could possibly be talking about?
Well, there's probably many stories I can think of, but does it happen to be one that might have taken place in New York City?
Yes. Yes, that's it. So every time the story is brought up, Jason denies it completely and with like rage. Just for the record, and be as honest as you possibly can be, what happened that beautiful, warm night in New York City?
Oh, I remember it well.
This guy is like tired.
There's no way. This is so funny.
Nash was in town, and I was working in the city. And whenever Nash is in town, and I have a chance to meet up with them, I would, because you know, we would hang out and walk around. And I think he was doing vines back then, so I was kind of—I didn't even know what that was, but it was a good introduction to it. And then I think it got late.
It got late.
And you know, Nash, he always treated himself to a nice hotel. So I think it was up on 57th Street or something like that.
Details.
And I'm always up for, you know, a free place to stay
in
the city. So he invited me up and we hung. I think we even went to the bar.
Yes, yeah. You did leave the bar and then go to your room.
Yep, that's right. And I think I still have a picture of that night on my computer somewhere.
Okay, we're going to put that picture up right now and maybe blur it out for explicit reasons.
It's two guys in dominatrix masks.
Okay, so you guys,
yes.
So you got to the hotel room.
Yes.
What time is it at this point?
Oh, it's probably 10 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah, I thought it was like really late.
But you know, I hate to disappoint you with whatever your fantasy may be. Nothing happened that night. Two buddies hung out. Did sleep in the same bed, but of course nothing happened. Nash and I...
You sound so fucking guilty. You are not helping the cause, dude. You sound so fucking guilty.
We can see right through this.
He's talking so slowly.
The truth is, he loves free shit. He loves it. He loves any idea, any chance to like stay somewhere for free or get something for free. And the idea of him to like stay in a hotel room for free
turned him on.
Yeah. And that is the truth.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you guys have talked about this before. Yeah, some girl was going around saying that you guys slept together in this New York hotel room.
No, I remember there was a girl there. I don't know who she was. Did you know her from before, Nash?
Yeah, I know who she is.
Oh, okay. But
and she walked up to David and was like, yo, Jason went and hooked up with this guy at this hotel in New York. Did you know that Jason's gay?
Oh, okay. So that's what started this whole
thing. And I think what makes me mad about it is kind of like it was because we were both like 40. And in my mind, I'm like, when we were in college, like, we would totally do that. Be like, yo, let's split a hotel room. And I think that's what, like, made me mad about it.
Okay.
Because I was like,
so
I think
in college you'd split a hotel room.
Yeah, and have a blast. Like, he's like Ilya to me. Like,
you don't know what I do with
Ilya. I'm trying to compare him to people. He's like really a groovy guy, like on a different level guy. Like, no, you can hear by the way, like he's the kind of guy that would come into the hotel room and like look at the towels and be like, yo, Nash, check out the thread count in these towels. Yeah. And you'd be like, all right, yeah, let's check them out. And then you'd spend, you know, 5-6 minutes being like,
you know, you're fucking in the bath. All right, we'll see you soon.
I'll see you at the bath. Okay, I mean, I'll see you.
Bye. Bullshit.
That was funny.
All right, fuck it. I mean, he seemed pretty sincere.
You do the gayest stuff with Ilya, and I can't believe.
But I admit to it.
Well, okay.
I don't care. I'd fucking tell you if I sucked off a dude in a hotel. Like,
and I would too.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Okay. Jason would tell you, though. You know that.
What do you think?
I think there's like some people have some things that they're just not comfortable sharing, which is okay.
But that's like, true.
But
is this one of those things?
Well, let's take a vote. Who thinks that I had gay sex with that night?
I'm going to go no.
I'm going to go no.
I would also say no.
You'd all be wrong.
Bamboozled.
I wish I could say that with confidence, but...
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Guys, Ella is here. You may know her because she used to work here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ella got let go because...
I'd love to know, actually, because I don't know what happened.
Honestly, budget cuts. No, there wasn't like a real reason. We just like, what happened is, first of all, let me debunk this. I didn't hire Ella because she looked like somebody I once dated. I want to clean the air with that.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
I'd be very offended, to be honest, if that's true.
I didn't say a word to Ella. I was like, wow, she's very pretty. So why you got let go? You didn't even get let go. Like, let's be honest. We're just saying that just because it like, maybe it'll make for good titles. But what happened is we hired Ella. And we were doing this, like, we were going to do, like, an agency. Like, it sounds fucking so dumb, like, thinking about it.
Well,
it's not dumb, but it's so much work. And, like, I don't think people realize, but, like, this team, like, the team you're looking at currently excluding Ella, because I don't want to put you in this, is really bad at like business. Like, we're not good at like...
Well, our leader is really, you know, you're the captain of our ship sitting at the big fucking desk.
Taylor's not here right now, but yes, our leader. No. Okay, yeah, it's definitely my fault. I'm not like a business-oriented person at all. And that's why I think it's so funny. Like we just do things. This is also a thing about like the internet and about like entertainment in general is like when you're doing things and you're doing good at them, opportunities just kind of come to you.
Mm-hmm.
All you need is to hire people to catch those opportunities because sometimes there'll be too many. Right. So like, I think it's so funny. Like, you know, there was times where we were doing like six things at once and everyone, you know, I would see comments like, David's a fucking business mogul. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, no, I'm just like, I'm having Natalie respond to emails. Like, it was like, it's so crazy how easy it is to do things when you're killing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy.
True.
Like, it's like, it's like, and you know, there's definitely moments where like influencers will like spend a lot of time on things or like actors will spend a lot of time on things. But like, I would say 80% of the time when like an actor comes out with like a tequila and they like make the Instagram caption, like, I've been working on this for 2 years and I'm finally here. That's not true. Their team has been working on
it. Right. They had a meeting 2 years ago about it.
They had a meeting
Maybe
2 years
one
ago,
more. And then it came out.
Yeah. And the actor or celebrity went, let's do it. And then 2 years later, they came back to where the meeting was and the product was there. Mm-hmm. That's not true in all cases, but like, it is very easy to do that.
Develop things.
But I don't want to, people that make their own tequila, definitely, there are definitely people that like put time into it. But we talked about this before. Like, I know influencers that have books that have never even read the books. Mm-hmm. They have no fucking idea what's in them
because
they didn't
write
them and they didn't read them. But yeah, it is simple to do that kind of stuff. But we're really bad at like, just like, I don't know. I don't like doing things that aren't fun. And then if I don't find them fun, like, we can't like do it.
Yeah, you turn down everything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All kinds of stuff that we want to do. We can't even get you in here.
It's just it's tough to not do, in a job that's supposed to be all fun. It's I kind of sound like an idiot because it's like, oh, a lot of us work and we hate our fucking jobs.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I think like that's like, that's, you know, that's what they say when you're a kid, like find a job that you love. And I want to make sure I never like end up doing something that I'm like, oh, why am I doing this? I don't care for this.
Right.
Yeah. But everything that I have done so far, I actually really enjoyed. Like the perfume, like maybe came out of left field, but like I love doing it. Oh, and it's right here too. Let me give it a quick plug. David's Perfume. Go buy it now for Valentine's Day. No, but I loved like the perfume, like I loved it because I loved wearing cologne and I really wanted to make a perfume commercial. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily because I wanted to dominate the perfume market.
And you're particular about smells.
I'm super particular about smells, even though I smell horrible right now. But yeah.
What was your favorite thing working with Dave?
That's a hard question.
Why'd you look at me like that?
She like eyed you up and down. She's like,
Yeah, we'll cut that. We'll cut
Natalie
that out.
Like
let's cut that out on the edit. Have a smile right away.
Natalie looked like she was going to kill him today.
The thing that I loved the most was this.
The pod.
Oh, the pod.
Ella built this.
This is me.
Ella built the studio.
She did a really good job.
She did a really good job.
And then we didn't do it.
So yeah, we hired Ella to come like start our like production agency or whatever. And I don't know what, dude, we were so fucking crazy with that
shit. Let me tell you the story of what happened. Because
yeah.
I get caught, whatever. Everything happened very quickly.
Oh, hold on. We met Ella in New York.
Yes.
We were doing like a merch pop-up and she was great. And I was always like, if we ever need somebody, like Ella's the person to hire. Mm-hmm. Like I really got along with her and I really liked her. And I was like, let's hire her. And then I fucked up.
No, you didn't fuck up. But I got a call. They were like, hey, do you want to come work? Or no, you had asked me one time before to come out here and work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was for a different position. I think it was for Taylor.
Yeah.
It was before Tay. And I had a job and I was like, I always said I didn't want to move to LA. And I was like, no, I don't know. But if anything else comes up, like, let me know. Mm-hmm. Then you guys called me like 2 months later. And I remember talking to Nat and she was like, yeah, like we're doing all this stuff. Like we need more help like on Natalie's end and like what she's doing and the production stuff. And I was like, just got laid off because of COVID. I was like in my apartment. I was like, fuck it. Let's go. And I'm like, so my lease is up in like a month and a half. And David's like,
mind you, she's from New York and she loves New York. So this isn't like just like switching jobs.
No.
This is like moving cities.
Life.
To a city that I did not want to move to.
Yes.
Always said I wanted
Again,
to stay
we are sorry.
And David goes, I'm like, oh, okay, well, my lease is up in like a month and a half. Like I can be there. And he's like, no, can you come in 2 weeks? And I was like, what? I had to move my full life. I'd lived in New York for 7 years. Everything I owned, I sold everything. I was like,
oh, so it's crying.
You lived in Scott's
And then back I moved house. Here. I oh lived in Scott's yes. back house for like a couple of weeks.
Because yeah, I
moved here and I was like, I don't have an apartment. I didn't want to like get scammed off Craigslist online while I was in New York. And then I moved here. And the best thing, Natalie, well, not to
oh God, what did I do?
Thank God, Natalie.
When I landed, I like texted them. I was all excited. I land at LAX.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, hey, Nat, I'm here. And she's like, oh, shit. She forgot, and she's like, "I'll be there in 30 minutes."
Oh no!
Oh my god! So I just stood at LAX, like outside the parking lot, like five fucking bags, and I was like, "Okay, no worries." Like,
oh my god, I'm sorry, Ella.
And then I arrived. We go straight to David's. I like say hi, David's. I remember, so you were filming some weird thing outside.
It was
like
a TikTok I was hitting Ilya with tennis balls.
Yes, exactly. So it was a great moment to walk in, and then I like go to Scott's, leave my stuff, and I come back, and there's a big meeting. It's David, Natalie, Ilya, Megan, Jack, like whole DD team.
Oh yeah, this is so funny.
And they're
the
like,
day.
The day.
Wait. You have to tell people we wanted you to come out to work for this production company.
Right, because you guys wanted to start.
Not a production company. An agency.
It was like an agency, and you guys were like, we need help starting this agency.
Like,
and
we could send brand.
Natalie was going to be really busy with it, so like you needed help on the other end. So
yeah,
I'm
we
like,
could send brand
sure.
deals to creators and like talk.
This
to
was
brands.
Very much so like a COVID idea. We were sitting bored as fuck in the house. Yeah, like we're going to start
and
an
you know,
agency.
Like the beginning of COVID, everyone was like, what the fuck do I do with my life? So we were like, agency.
Agency. Like you walk in, there's like a big whiteboard with just like a bunch of crap that made absolutely no sense. And they're like, this is the name. And I'm like, so what is the company? I don't know, but this is the name. They
bro,
had the
we
name.
We spent fucking 2 weeks on the name.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and then when we got to the name, that's when you landed. And we were like, okay, we have the name. Okay, and then
we have the name, and then I arrive, and then they're in this meeting, and I'm like sitting. You remember the old house? Like I was sitting at the bar stools. They're all sitting on the couch, and I'm just like really nervous. It's my first day, and they're talking, and like they're talking for like an hour, so it's like getting really intense. And like Megan is talking about the agents. She's like, I don't think this is a good idea. And they're like, oh, I don't know. By the end of the meeting, we're not doing the company anymore.
No.
Yes.
No. So okay, you left out the best part. Me and Ilya were gonna like, kind of head it because Ilya just moved out too. So Ilya was looking for stuff to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just like moving people out
for no reason.
No reason. Yeah.
So Ilya was looking for stuff to do, and then we had this meeting with Megan, and I was like, I was starting to like rethink the whole thing, and I was like, oh, this sounds like a lot of work that like I don't want to do. So like I was like, Ilya, can I talk to you in the backyard?
Oh yeah, I remember that. And you guys walked around the house for like half an hour.
Yeah, we went outside. No, it was actually a lot quicker. It was like 3 minutes. I took Ilya to the backyard, and I'm like, yo, don't kill me, but I don't want to do this. And he goes, dude, dead ass, I was thinking the same thing. He goes, I don't want to do this shit either. And I'm like, okay, great. What the fuck do we do about Ella?
So they walk back in and they're like, yeah, we're not going to do it. And I'm standing there and I'm just like,
just transported the entire life.
And I remember I went back to Scott's because that's where I was staying. And I like sat in the bed and I like called my dad and I was like, so, I don't really know what I'm going
to
do here.
It was bad. But at least she got laid off at the other job.
No, it was. It ended up being fine.
But it
was just a very intense situation to walk into and then know nothing about what I was going to fucking do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a lot. So I'm sorry for
another
that.
Another note on that company, just because I think it's really funny, is that you guys also preemptively DM'd about 150 brands.
Dude, yes. If you're a brand, like if you're like a 23-year-old that works at a brand, check your DMs because around this time, when was it, like July? I don't know when it was.
May 2020.
Yeah. May 2020. I sent out, I'm not kidding you, 150 DMs to everyone from McDonald's to JCPenney. Like everybody got DMs from me like, I'm starting an agency. Would you like to? And we actually got on like 6 calls.
Yeah, I know. We talked to a bunch of different brands that were interested. And then they followed up with like, what's your proposal? What are you going to do for us? And we're like, we've dismembered the company.
We don't know.
Yeah. No, we were getting good feedback. And like people were excited.
Yeah.
Like people wanted to like leave their jobs to come work. Like we were talking to like other like.
There's another agency that you guys were talking to.
Yeah, we were talking to another agency. And she was just like, I would love to come quit and work for you guys. And we were like, quit now.
I was like. Standing in
the
back,
can't wait for you to meet Ella.
Don't do it.
Quit now. Everybody here doesn't have a job anymore.
So then what happened?
So then I stayed, and
then we just kind of had to figure it out.
Yeah, we just kind of figured it out. And it was weird too because David wasn't even posting.
Yeah.
Right.
So it wasn't even that busy. So it was even weirder because I just come to the house.
And it was COVID.
And it was COVID. Yeah, it was COVID. And at the beginning of it was COVID, COVID.
And I didn't even see you during COVID. And I would just come maybe for the podcast.
And yeah.
And it got confusing too because now there's three assistants.
Yeah.
And it's like, who does what? We had no idea. So I was just like I would just group chat them and then they were like, who picks this one up?
Yeah.
Like, who does this?
And it was very confusing.
It was a mess. It wasn't like, it was just a disaster. But Ella is great, I will say.
Ella is amazing. One of my favorite people.
No, Ella,
hands
Ella,
down.
Ella is a serious good hire. Just make sure you know what company it is before you approach her.
Just give me a bit of a roll or something before I take it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What is with you and Ilya? It's unreal.
I know. I'm sorry.
How do you guys?
Natalie gets mad at that too.
Like
Natalie got mad at that because Ilya flew out and it was.
Well, I was pissed. I was pissed. Like,
did you still want to do it?
I was down to do the agency.
Yeah,
like,
I
was
think
down.
Natalie was the person who would probably be the best at it.
That
as well.
Was the thing. Right. He wanted to give Ilya a job. And it was a job that Ilya was totally incapable of actually doing.
Ilya doesn't even know.
Ilya had no idea like what a brand deal
I'd
is.
I'd be like, Ilya, you got to make a deck. He's like, what's a deck?
Yeah. I mean, he would.
I cleaned the deck already. What are you talking about?
Natalie was like so much more equipped for the job.
Yeah,
but
Natalie,
like,
yeah.
You know, I'm on my fucking knees for Ilya like half the time. So like I was just like, whatever.
Why
like,
do you guys do that? You guys like, you're like, we're going to do this. And you're like, yeah, maybe not. Like, that's literally all the time. I'm going to drive the car faster. No, I'm going to drive the car faster. And they're like,
take it back. That's not true.
Oh, my God. It's 100% true in fucking everything. You're like, I can run faster. No, I can run faster.
Oh, that shit's true.
Yeah,
and
it's the same mentality of like, let's start an agency. And then you go out in the fucking back deck and you're like, yeah, we're both pussies. Okay.
Yeah. But that used to be the case before.
Right, but you're better at it now.
Like now Ilya will still be like, let's start this. And like now I've gotten more realistic about things. And now I know what I want, what I don't want. But like, yeah, there was definitely a moment where it was just like, I was also like so scared because Ilya also left his job.
Yeah.
And I was like, we got to fucking find him. Like whatever, like we'll let go of Natalie and you'll be the assistant. Like whatever needs to happen.
Literally, he was like about to give me the boot. And
no,
like,
I was not. I would never.
What the fuck?
No, I'm totally kidding.
But
Ilya would have been terrible at that.
What other ideas have you turned down?
Yeah, I used to get like, I'm not going to say the company's names, but like, there used to be like there's a company that that is now worth like $1 billion, $2 billion, and they were asking me to like join, and like I would have received like 5-10% of the company because it was so early, and I didn't understand investments at the time, right. And I was just like, why the fuck would I invest in any? Why would I give you my money? Like that.
Does he know?
It's just I don't understand investments, but I'm so easy to invest now.
Right.
Literally, Natalie goes, "You should do it," and I go, "Okay, send him." But like at the time, I didn't, and like they just wanted to onboard onto this app, and now it's worth a lot of money. And I don't even regret it because I knew I didn't want to at the time.
Right.
A little bit I regret it.
A little bit.
No, I definitely regret it. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of investment opportunities that I passed up on.
Mm-hmm. We were going to make David Dobrik action figures at one point.
No way.
Stop.
Yeah. But David was not down for it. They're like collectible kind of like doll action figures.
Let me tell you how bad we are at business. So we were going to do this. Actually, Jimmy just did it. Mr. Beast. We're going to do this golden ticket idea.
Yeah.
Where with chocolate bars and you open it. I mean, it's a Willy Wonka idea, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people have thought about doing it. But we're going to do it about 3-4 years ago. And we went into a meeting with the fucking candy factory.
Right.
And they looked at us during the meeting and they go, it's just going to be tough because chocolate will melt by the time it gets to people's homes. And I was so confused by what they said. I was like, I texted my manager after we left the meeting, and I was like, can you just like text him again because, like, I've been to the store and I felt a Hershey's, and it's not all gooey when it's there. but that was enough to derail. That was enough to derail us.
Yeah,
like that was enough for us to go, fuck. I mean,
it's gonna melt.
I mean, we do want to launch in the summertime, so like, there is a possibility this shit will come out like soup. So like, it's little things like that where we were just like, fuck it. Like, we're just so bad at business.
If we're met with like adversity, it's like it's tough to get through it.
So funny.
Wait, I would take that out. That sounds so fucking bad.
I'm telling you, like,
well,
everything we've done was a fucking caveman can do. The things we do well, and I'll give us credit, and Natalie does a great job, and I'm not saying she's a caveman, but we got to make really fun videos.
Yeah,
and like, mm-hmm. I have a really good group of friends that I got to make those videos with and still do, and that's what worked so well that it made everything so fucking easy. I went to go work out with him 2 days ago.
Yeah,
on accident. I don't know how I ended up there, but it was like, oh, what? Yeah. It was like 8 or 9 in the morning. And I can honestly say...
Wait. Ilya got you up at 8 in the morning and got you to the gym?
No.
I went to go shoot. We went to go tour The One, which is a really big house.
Right.
And the gym was right next door. And I felt bad that I took Zane Heath and Ilya out of their time. So I didn't want to be dropped off at home. So I went to work out with them. And I did everything that they were doing. Like, they walked me through. Like, I was doing the sets and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was the worst time of my life. I mean, Jay... So horrible. I can't even explain it. And this is no longer David jealousy speaking of like, yeah. I'm jealous of like the people in there that look really good. Yeah. I just didn't get it at all. It felt like I was on Mars. I was like, what are you people doing? Like,
what were they doing? Like, look, curls?
Yeah.
Bench press?
It was like weird shit. And
like,
I was
what? Like what?
Lifting shit. Like, it's like, I know it sounds dumb, but there's no like, it's not like playing pong or tennis or basketball where you're like, there's an objective and there's like an opponent. You're just like, you're staring at the mirror and like you're fucking lifting weight. You're staring at the mirror and you're going,
you are your own opponent.
And then you go again.
Hold on.
You are your own opponent.
Yes, you are. Why is that so fucking weird?
Okay, time out. What Ilya is about to argue is completely right, right? Like, so many people love to work out, so he must not be crazy.
Right.
But I see it as crazy. So yeah. I'm just arguing the opposite side. People that work out, fucking good for you. I wish I had that in me, but I genuinely
cannot. You don't get a rush from
not at all.
High.
And I told Ilya, I'm like, Ilya, I'm falling asleep. And he's like, that's because you're not pumping hard enough. And he's like, once you start pumping hard, your fucking heart starts working hard. And I was like, dude, why is your crotch in my face right now? Ilya gets really into it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like, it is his passion.
Does he make noises?
I just don't like it. And I feel like it's so hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that people do like it. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanna grab them and be like, hey, let's get out of here and take a nap. Like, it's so early. Like, let's grab breakfast. Maybe I'll come around to it. I'm really hoping.
What about when you take runs? Don't you like that? Don't you like the runner's high?
I do not get a runner's high.
Yes,
promise.
You do.
Dude, I don't know how
to. You must.
No.
You get a tennis high. You get a really good game of tennis.
Tennis high. I love tennis. Tennis makes me feel so good. When I walk off the court, I feel so good. Like, in my little sweaty like outfit, my tight little pants.
Oh my God.
No, I feel good after tennis. Like, it's like a sport. Like, I'm like doing something. Like,
right.
Like, I'm doing something against somebody. All right, thank you everybody that came and listened to the podcast. Thank you, Ella, for joining us, one of our older employees. It's been really nice. This reunion was amazing in the studio you built.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be back.
Thank you for the day. Thank you for being here.
Are you rejoining the group?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. Are you employed currently? Oh, yeah, you are. You just
got
a new job.
Yeah, I am employed. But I just wanted to point out that we talked about a lot, but they still think I got fired. So I just want to clear up that I did not get fired.
Did not get fired. She got promoted.
Correct.
Okay. We'll see you guys soon. This has been a Views podcast. My name is Jeff. Bye.
Bye.